Beloved friends, welcome to another edition of Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today we once again visit the 570-hectare New England Brombie Sanctuary in the town of Armidale in the state of New South Wales, Australia, operated by Save the Brombies, an animal welfare charity dedicated to protecting and ensuring a bright future for Australia's wild horses or Brombies. Save the Brombies' mission is to see humane, controlled management of Brombies and the abolition of shooting of wild horses in national parks and public lands Australia-wide. The majority of the Brombies taken in by the group are from Guy Fawkes River National Park in New South Wales, where wild horses are at risk of possibly being culled. Save the Brombies has an active program to seek out wonderful new homes for these splendid beings. Jan Carter is the founder and president of Save the Brombies. She is a former aerobics instructor and a retired professional musician. She has recorded an album entitled Run with the Wind, which was done as a tribute to the Brombies, and has also written a children's book about horses called The Sunflower Pony.
We are an animal welfare charity first and foremost. Our first priority is always the horse. We're all volunteers. We feel that every horse deserves a chance at life. So horses that need a higher level of care, it could be an orphan foal, a horse that's down in condition or an injured horse, then we care for them. Some of the most disadvantaged horses finish up just the sweetest, best horses you could imagine. You wouldn't know them a year or two later. So we feel that every horse deserves a chance at life. Whatever the case, none of our horses are ever disposed of through abattoirs or public sales. We are very careful in our placements. We check out the people first, and we make sure that the horse and the person suit one another.
Brumbies are widely known in Australia as the free-ranging characters in the poems of the Australian bush poet Banjo Paterson. They descend from horses brought from England to Australia beginning in 1788 and are thought to be named after English soldier James Brumbie, who came to Australia in the 1790s. When he was transferred to the island of Tasmania, he is said to have left horses behind in New South Wales, where they eventually became wild. Another theory is that the word Brumbie originates from the Australian Aboriginal word Burumbie, meaning wild. Today, Brumbies are greatest in number in the Northern Territory, Queensland, and Northern Western Australia. Lisa Burgess, a manager with Save the Brumbies, takes tender care of the horses that come to the sanctuary. Let's now meet one of them, who unfortunately has sustained an injury but is in the capable hands of Miss Burgess.
This little girl's Arabella, 3-year-old filly. She did attend an injury, running around in the paddock, jammed between a couple of rocks. She has just been placed, but they don't mind whether she's injured or not, but I'm still in the process of treating her.
She was never taught to lead before she injured herself.
That all happened after. It was fun. Come on. What about them? All right. Good girl.
How long does it normally take to recover from something like this?
Depending on the injury. Generally, a normal tendon injury, you're looking at a pretty much minor 8-week recovery. This injury, 6 months to a year, she's done. She's the suspensories, the flexor tendons, everyone, the vet come out and checked her. So, but no, she's getting there. We've got a, basically, poultice on her now, and this is just pretty much beaten up support bandage more than anything else. But she runs around as if she's got absolutely no injury whatsoever. This goes to show how tough she is. So this is a daily occurrence. I went from twice a day to now. Basically, I've got the Tough Rock poultice on her at the moment, which has been helping it.
And is this just to prevent infection from setting in?
No, this one's actually to help swelling. The tougher up the poultice, you can use it for open wounds and to prevent infection. But this is just to counteract the swelling and to help the healing of the tendon. It's supposed to be good. And that's the first time I've sort of used it. I've heard good results. And I must admit, though, the way it's taking the swelling out, I'm quite surprised with it.
Is it just a natural remedy?
Yes, yeah, it's just basically similar to clay.
When Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants returns, we'll learn more about the fine work of Save the Brumbies. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Save the Brumbies, we're a very practical organisation. We handle up to 60 horses a year, which is a lot to handle and manage. We've placed, very, very many hundreds of horses now in good homes. So our main focus is saving horses in a practical sense and rehoming them. But we also do what we can to affiliate with governments and try to improve management plans.
Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants on Supreme Master Television, as we continue our chat with Jan Carter and Lisa Burgess of Save the Brumbies.
Could you tell us about the horses in the very background, how they came here? Did they just come here recently?
Okay, the ones right over the back, a little bay. Fellow just walking away, he's a yearling. They come here 5 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. The mother, the pale light colour, I don't know whether you can see her just over the back. She's about a four-year-old mare and she's got a little filly foal. They come in as a family group in a mob sort of trapped together. So, yeah, they're very quiet. It's, yeah, very rewarding to be able to just sort of go in there amongst them and just feed them out, and they're following around already.
We asked Miss Burgess about the diet of the Brumbies. They are naturally vegans.
Now, forage, the Lucerne hay here is a supplement feed. Lucerne is very rich, and these Brumbies don't need much of it because they're used to out in the bush where it's, tougher and poorer quality, and they'll graze on herbs. They'll chew a bit of bark occasionally if they need a bit of roughage. They'll eat stone and gravel just to sort of wear down their teeth.
When people find out about the work that you're doing and when people learn more about the Brumbies, do you find that more people want to support what you're doing?
Oh, definitely. I think we've grown a lot, and we've also been instrumental in assisting other groups now to start up. We helped the Victorian Brumby Association start 3 years ago. A lovely caring lady in Queensland who adopted two of our horses some time ago has now formed a rehoming group in Queensland. We have people in the Hunter Valley. We have people down in Western Sydney. There's a group in Western Australia. Through our network, we had a call recently from an orphan foal on an outback property in Alice Springs. We were able to put that person in contact with Darwin, who knew somebody in the area, and that foal was able to be rescued. We couldn't do it ourselves because we were too far away, but through our network of contacts, we were able to positively help that foal. Several years ago, we established the Australian Brumby Horse Register. Mm-hmm. So the Brumbies are now a registered breed in this country, similar to the Mustangs in the States.
We asked Jan Carter for her opinion as to what the future holds for the Brumbies.
Within possibly 5 years, I think we will see some form of protection for them in our own state, New South Wales. Our patron is Andrew Stoner, who is leader of our national party here. And He has signed a memorandum of understanding with us that if elected to power next time round, he will see the Brumbies of the Northern Tablelands and the Snow Mountains protected. He would like to see prison schemes set up where prisoners can learn to work with the horses and bond with them and get a lot of, psychological benefits from those sort of programs. Mm. He wants to see sustainable management. He agrees totally with us that the Australian Brumbie is part of our heritage. In sustainable numbers, they belong in non-threatened areas of our national parks. We hope eventually that that will come to pass. I think it'll be probably a little bit longer before this applied to the rest of our country. But I do sincerely hope the work that we're doing and other affiliated groups like us are doing, we are raising awareness, we are getting the message out there.
To close, we have some final thoughts about saving these magnificent wild horses.
Give them a chance. Basically, that's the biggest one, is give the Brumbie a chance. Let it surprise you.
I think for me, animals generally have so much that we don't even begin to comprehend or understand. I think animals are extremely close, obviously, to nature. They were put here for a purpose. They were not put here for us to use and discard in any way that we want. Animals, all living creatures, deserve our respect. And in our case, with the wild horses, definitely they deserve our respect and our love, and they deserve the right management. And I think that's why we keep going forward.
For their protective and loving care of the wild horses, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honouring Save the Brumbies with the Shining World Compassion Award and a donation of $10,000 or approximately $11,500 Australian to help further their work. Our sincere thanks go to the Save the Brumbies for all they are doing for Australia's wild horses. May the organisation continue to help many more Brumbies find loving homes. For more details on Save the Brumbies, please visit www.savethebrumbies.org. Jan Carter's Run with the Wind CD is available at the same website. Thank you, marvellous viewers, for your kind presence on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May your spirit run freely in the fields of eternal love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/aw.